Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. Let's start today's column with a question, just for native English speakers. What does the word thrill mean? If you're like me, you've just said, oh, no problem. A thrill is, well, you know, it's like, wow. It's when you're happy and excited. But it can also be something scary, but it's kind of like fun scary. You know that, well, it's, So, as you see, it's not the easiest word to nail down, is it? After some flipping through dictionaries, I'd define a thrill as a mixture of excitement and pleasure, an intense sensation, or fun fear, that is, a feeling of excitement about something that will be pleasant and yet a bit frightening without being truly dangerous, like a ride on a roller coaster. That's a lot of meaning packed into one little word. Now you know why translators walk around muttering to themselves and shouting at invisible readers and critics. Без politri, не разобраться. That's a real stumper. Literally, you can't figure that out without a half liter of booze. And like all words packed with meaning, it's very hard to translate. You know it's hard to render in Russian when it's just grabbed from English and transliterated. So, for example, the exciting, scary, fun meaning of thrill that gives us a thriller at the movie theater is simply called thriller in Russian. There is one word in Russian that more or less combines the notions of intense emotion, fun, excitement, and possible danger. The problem is that the word is in the wrong register. It's the slangy kaif, originally the word for a narcotic high. But that's not something your cultured pensioner neighbor, Marya Ivanovna, would say about the ice slide in the courtyard. So let's forget translation for a moment and just look at how you express notions of intense excitement in Russian. There are plenty of options. A good place to begin is with the verb трепетать, which is close to the experience of a thrill, but much less extreme. It means to quake, quiver, or shake gently, like tree leaves or flames. Посередине палатки, где мы сидели, трепетал огонек светильника. The flame of the lantern quivered in the center of the tent where we were sitting. When applied to a person, it means to be shaken with some kind of emotion. Он трепетал от радости. He shook with joy. Она трепетала от ужаса. She was horrified, literally quaking with fear. If you use the expression трепетать перед, to be quaking before, it means to experience fear mixed with respect. This is perhaps close to intimidation. Он трепетал перед начальством. He was terribly intimidated by the management. For basic excitement, you can use the verb волноваться, to be excited or upset, or the noun волнение, which is any kind of excitement, agitation, or anxiety, a strong positive or negative emotion. With волнение, you just add a verb like испытать, to experience, переживать, to go through, чувствовать, to feel, and the appropriate adjective to convey the intensity and nature of the excitement. Actually, sometimes the context tells you if the excitement is good or bad. Ветераны войны испытывают глубокое волнение, когда видят парад. The war veterans are thrilled when they see a military parade. Another noun you can use is ощущение, feeling, which can be modified with adjectives like острая, extreme, сильная, strong, or захватывающая, breathtaking, spellbinding, or mind-bending. Here, too, it's sometimes tough to tell if the emotions are positive or negative. Роман вызвал у меня сильные ощущения. The novel really affected me, literally evoked strong feelings in me. Острые ощущения are usually, though not always, fun scary. In fact, любитель острых ощущений is a thrill seeker. Russians also call this kind of person человек любящий риск, a person who loves risk, сторонник чрезмерно рискованного отдыха, someone who likes high-risk sports, охотник за адреналином, an adrenaline hunter, or simply экстремал, a daredevil, someone who loves активный спорт и экстрим, active and extreme sports. If you want to convey a sense of breathtaking excitement, you can use захватывающий alone, У Тодоровского получилась цельное, очень эмоциональное и по-настоящему захватывающее кино. Тодоровский made a satisfyingly complete, very emotional and truly thrilling film. If you don't like these words, you can act out how exciting something was. Я ахнула, I gasp. Or you can exaggerate a bit. Film потряс меня. The film amazed me, literally shook me up. Or you can exaggerate a lot. Film меня просто убил. The film just slayed me. Was the film scary, funny, touching, romantic, beautiful, or ugly? I have no idea. That's the thing with thrills in any language. You have to watch it to find out.